And so God created man in his own image. Didn't make him like a, he did not make him like a cow. Even though, you know, evolution tells us that we revolve from monkeys and this and all that. And, you know, we started out with a little something form. You know, it's just, they come up with a little something form, but they never have anything tell you how it formed. Everything got to have an original. God, only somebody we can't get a patent on, and that's God. We can find the origin of man, creation, all that, but you can't get no patent on God because he has no beginning and he has no end. And this God that has no beginning and no ending decided out of all of his creation, are y'all in the house today? Out of all of his creation, the moon, the star, the planet, then you go to heaven, you got the angels, you got different classes of angels. You got the 24 elders there, you got all the stuff there, right? But hear what I'm saying. Out of all of his creation, he picked out a man to be like him. Not angels. Out of all of his creation, we are the only one, he said, let us make him like us. He never called an angel a son. But he called us sons and daughters. Hallelujah. I say he called us sons and daughters. Thank you, Jesus. So, I want you to go to I won't come back to Mark 11 in just a minute. Whew. Let's go to Hebrew 11:1. How did God create the heaven and the earth? God said. All right. Go to Hebrews. That's the book of Hebrew. Okay. 11th chapter and verse 1. You ready? All right. Hebrews 11:1. You got it? Okay, I'm going to get there. All right. Now I'm there. It says what? Now faith is. When is faith? Then it go on to say now faith is substance. What is faith? All right. Now faith is the substance of what? All right, let's just, since we, because what God wants you to see today, let's look into the realm of the spirit, since we've been made like God, okay? Now faith is what? Substance of what? Now, can y'all give me a few things you hope for? What are you hoping for? House? Car? Money? Health? Long life? Good relationship? Good fellowship? A good job, to be a child of God if you're not born again? Huh? To live healthy? To live prosperous? Hopeful? To live victorious? To be protected from the disasters that's in this earth? And there's all kind of stuff. There's all kind of stuff like tornadoes, hurricanes. There's stuff like disease and all kind of sickness, and right? We go on and on. And those things affect our lives, right? Huh? So he said, when faith is, and what it is, substance. Is substance a thing hoped for? Do you hope for a good job? Do you want to make plenty of money? Do you want to live good? Do you hope for a house? Do you just want a house, that's all? No, you want the house filled with good things, though. Huh? Do you want a car? Well, do you want to talk to God? Do you want to communicate with God? Do you want to know that you're really talking to Him? Do you want Him to talk back to you? Huh? Do you want to understand Him when He talks? Now faith is, I want you to get this. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and what else? And evidence of things not seen. What is faith? Substance of thing hoped for and evidence of thing not seen. It's substance, evidence. It's now. Faith is now. It's substance, evidence of thing not seen. Let's skip down to verse 3. Through faith we understand that the world was framed by. Through faith, we understand. How do we understand it? All right. Through faith, we do what? What do we understand? The world were framed. How? How were they framed? So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So what you are seeing were not made by what appears. What you see is not made by what appears. Faith is the substance. Now listen to this. We are going to break this down. I'm not going to leave. I want you to stay with me about the framing of the world, our world. Faith, now faith is such a thing we have in the unseen realm. Did you hear what I said? Faith is the substance that belongs to us in the unseen realm. I'm going to say it again. Y'all got to get this. Faith is the substance of thing that belongs to us. It's in the unseen realm. But faith is the substance of it. Faith, all right, let me go on. Because we're going to get this. We don't get off this verse today. Hallelujah. All right. It is tangible. Say it with me. Faith is tangible. What, when you think of something tangible, what do you think of? I can do what? This mic stand is tangible. I can, you see how faith is what you got and it's tangible.